Welcome, everybody, to today's episode of The Career Report. I am your host, Tim Madden, coming to you today from live from beautiful Nashville, Tennessee. Ladies and gentlemen, it is 12/12/2025. We are 13 days away from Christmas. Crazy. You just blink, and the year just passes you by. I hope you had a lot of success this year. I hope you were dialed in. I hope you were focused on your purpose, focused on how to get it. The good news is, hey, there is still lots of time in this year to complete some of your goals. But hey, let's get into today's career report. As always, hey, if you need help, you can go over to execupgrades.com/podcast. And number two, and by the way, that's if you need any help in your career. We've been responsible for getting individuals on over 2,300 multiple six-figure interviews this year, and we've seen 430 executive offers come in this year at Executive Career Upgrades. So people are getting hired. So if you want more assistance, you can go to execupgrades.com/podcast. Number two, hey, we are holding another training next Tuesday, which is the 16th. This is for individuals looking for information on how to create interview or This is for individuals, right? That want to know how to convert interviews into offers. So if you would like some free training, if you're not already in the ECU ecosystem, you can go over to career.execupgrades.com/workshop. So one more time, career.execupgrades.com/workshop if you're already not in one of our career programs. All right. Current quit rates. That's what we're talking about today. Man, I know you know, over polling, lots of people are considering leaving their job, but they're actually not. So I wanted to share some information for you. And then number two, let you know how you can seize it as well. The most recent Bureau of Labor Statistics came out and said, are you ready? The quit rate. This is the lowest quit rate since spring 2020. This is the lowest quit rate since spring 2020. The reason why it's so low, right, is because workers at all levels are feeling less confident about landing a new opportunity, landing a new job. So they're staying put at their current role. Some analysts describe this, according to Business Insider, as job hugging, right? Workers are clinging to existing jobs due to uncertainty about future opportunities and slower hiring growth. Man, we have a very paranoid marketplace right now for the average everyday person, but not the top performer, right? Not you who's listening to this podcast. Here's some takeaways I want to, you know, give you today that you can implement. And just like my mentor says, right? When markets are contracting, are you ready? That is the time to freaking expand and take over. Not only is it December right now and everyone's like, no one's hiring. You know, it's Christmas time. Everyone's traveling. Besides that, there's a tremendous opportunity for you to still get momentum in your search before the end of the year. And everyone wants to change their lives. But just generally, despite Q4 and wrapping up, the Bureau of Labor Statistics is saying, hey, man, people are not leaving their job because they're scared. They're scared of the unknown and everything going in the market with AI, et cetera. Now, with that for you, so basically, hey, what can we take away from this report? Just a couple things. Worker confidence is softening. The labor market churn is slow. And this ties to career behavior, right? When people feel insecure about the markets, they delay job changes. They delay upskilling their efforts in their career, certifications. It's wild, man. Don't do that. Okay. Take advantage of the opportunity. So let's talk about how to take advantage. So right now, this data shows something that's so important. Okay. People are scared to leave their job. So the quit rates right now are at a historic low, right? People are choosing safety over opportunity. That's how you can seize it. We're going to talk about how. Right? Well, another reason, you know, when the majority of people are just staying put, it actually increases opportunity for you as long as you're being intentional about what you want, your process, and your daily activity. So to be clear, you know, someone messaged me like last night on LinkedIn and they were like, Tim, how's the job market? Dude, who cares, man? Are you with me? Who cares what the market's like? No matter if it's an up market or a down market, can we all agree some companies are just out there crushing it? And for other industries, it's challenging. That's the way it always is. Can we not agree that companies go out of business even during extremely booming times, right? Absolutely they do. This is not a bad market. This is a quiet market, which is giving you a huge opportunity. Because when fewer people are quitting, let's really dial this down. I've got some notes here. When fewer people are quitting, there's less competition. There's less noise in people's inboxes. There's more attention on people that are, you know, showing individuals how they can solve their problems. The people that are showing up that are prepared and decisive. And there's more leverage for people who actually know how to articulate their value. And think about this. Do companies not need leaders now? Great leaders? Do they still have problems to solve? Right? Absolutely. That's where you come in. So how can we take advantage of this? If you're taking notes, pay attention. Get crystal clear on your value. Okay. Everyone talks about their background, but they don't talk about their value. Stick with me for a sec. They talk about their background, but they don't talk about their value. So think about this. What problems do you solve? What outcomes have you driven? People hire people because of outcomes. Winners right now have tight career narratives. They're not a jack of all trades. They're saying, I do this, and I can help you do this. Okay. They have what me and Christina call just very intentional positioning. We use that word all the time. Positioning, positioning. How are you positioned in the market, right? How are you branding yourself? How's your LinkedIn telling a story about, right, your leadership capabilities and your outcomes, not just my job history? Man, I hate when people just talk about their job history or their experience, right? You need messaging that speaks to business outcomes, not responsibilities. And you need to be visible right now. You need a target. You need your goals. You need to know what problems you solve, how you help companies, right? You need to target decision makers in your niche, right? Get a hold of them while creating LinkedIn content. If I didn't share this with you, only 1%, if you want to be in the top 1% of LinkedIn, post one time a week. There's 1.2 billion people on LinkedIn. That's freaking crazy. Wanting to be in the top 0.01%, post every single day or multiple times per day. So, hey, you don't need more applications. That may help, right? We have a new interview igniter where we literally take care of all of that for you. We just apply to every position on the internet potentially for you. But really what it boils down to as well, to even strengthen that, you need better positioning. Number three, build momentum now, right? Momentum comes before the market feels safe. So strengthen your brand, refine your interview strategy, build relationships with people, right? These are things that you should always be doing. Opportunity doesn't like knock super loud when markets are like this, but there is it there, but you just have to be more visible. Lastly, you need to have a daily plan. If you are not taking daily activity to improve your situation, especially in your career, you will get left behind. One of the things that stuck with me, you know, last year I got to spend some time with John Maxwell, a couple minutes. It was freaking amazing how much someone could have an impact on you just talking to him for basically 5 minutes. I literally got to ask John Maxwell a couple questions. And one of the things that he freaking stuck with me in my mind, he said, Tim, leaders develop daily. Not in a day. So whether, you know, that's the same thing too. A career search is not going to be won today. It's going to be won by showing up every single day and just taking a little action to improve your situation, enhancing your branding, becoming visible on LinkedIn, connecting with decision makers, preparing for interviews, even when you don't got them. If you do that, right, you can be ready when the opportunity appears. How many times has this ever happened to you in your career? Someone gets a hold of you for an opportunity and you're like, oh man, my resume is not even updated. Oh man, I don't really have a strategy. The military taught me one thing, always be prepared. So remember, When everyone's scared and no one thinks people's hiring and everyone's placing the blame on the people, you know what fear does? Fear keeps freaking people frozen. You know what preparation does daily? Creates confidence to you and unlocks opportunities. Hey, this wraps up today's edition of the Career Report. I'll see you back Monday. I'm Tim Madden. Thanks for tuning in. Remember, leaders develop daily, not in a day. And staying informed is the first step to staying ahead in your career. And do me a favor, if you haven't left me a review over on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, go give me a 5-star review. Hey, it's been on me and Christina's vision board for the last several years to be a top 100 podcast, and only you can make that happen. Have a great day, everyone.